Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Max Dyer, President and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. Also joining us from IBM is Maria Paz Barrientos. Max, a key component of the partnership strategy to revitalize the federal government is developing champions for federal service, individuals and groups who espouse good government across all sectors. Could you tell us more about your efforts in this area?
Champions are vital for the federal government right now, and I talked a little bit earlier about the importance of outside stakeholders viewing government effectiveness as something that was vital or important to their priorities and mission. And, you know, we believe, for an example, that the business community needs to be committed to effective government if government ultimately is going to be healthy. By and large, business today engages on the policy side and very rarely on the operational side, even though business is impacted in dramatic ways by operations of government. You know, Patent Trademark Office, 3-year backlog of patents, that hurts any intellectual property holder in the business world. They have actually a PTO, a great leader, Dave Kapos from IBM, who's doing some really, really, really good things at PTO. But our hope and effort is really focused on trying to figure out how we help spur the development of more champions in the private sector and on the Hill and other places for effective government. At the end of the day, we believe that as an organization that we can take our relatively small size, 60 people, and magnify that dramatically if we have partners with more resources that are aligned with what we're trying to achieve. And I think there are a lot of interesting examples. We talked about the Call to Serve Network, 750 universities. Collectively, that's a pretty powerful resource. When we went out to that network to talk about the changes that were taking place in the federal government's approach to entry hiring, the Pathways program, that we were able to provide information to that network of 750 universities. And they otherwise, even though this is quite important to their constituencies, to the students on their campuses, they would otherwise have not had an opportunity to really weigh in an effective fashion. So having that network exist meant that they were able to say, here's what our interests are and why, and this is what we think government should be doing. I think if we could create a similar kind of constituency in the business community, in the nonprofit world, that would have all kind of positive impact for government. And at the end of the day, I don't believe we will actually get the government we want if we don't have that level and type of engagement.
Turning to the future, Max, what do you see as the major opportunities and challenges in the federal workforce and human capital area? And how do you envision the federal government will evolve to meet these challenges and seize these opportunities?
Well, I'm an optimist. So I think that there are all kinds of good things that could happen. And partly I'm an optimist also because I think we do live in an age in which talent is, highly public service motivated. I think that, unfortunately, by and large, public service means nonprofit activity and not public sector activity. And so what we really have to do is connect the dots for a lot of people for whom government would actually be a great outlet for their interests. And that's not just true for young people, but it's also true for, mid-career folks, and certainly true for those that are finishing up a, a private sector career. So one area that we've worked with IBM on is this notion of the boomer generation retiring, the capacity for them to actually add a lot of value to government and value to themselves by trying to enter into careers in public service. By and large, the government today hires not so much laterally or at the experience level, and it ought to do more of it. And so again, if we need great, financial talent or project management talent, private sector has a ton of it. Government doesn't have enough. People who are retiring out of IBM or any number of other companies where they've successfully addressed major programs and got a lot of good experience, that'd be a great way for them to, to do something interesting, meaningful, and better than, 10, 12, 15, 20 years on the golf course. So I think there are tons of opportunities for government to really draw in great talent. I believe that the stakes have risen in the globalized environment so that if we're going to compete, we have to have a we're going to compete on the quality of our public infrastructure, which is in large measure defined by our government. But I think that that is becoming more, at some level, more transparent for some critical stakeholders. We've got a long ways to go, but at the end of the day, I am an optimist that we're going to see critical people and champions understanding how they need to invest differently in government.
So, Max, what advice would you give someone who is considering a career in public service?
Be persistent. You know, the process is none too easy, but it's worth the challenge. And, you know, by and large, you know, you said you were considering a career in public service. And I don't think many people really think about careers, you know, as a, you know, one-stop shop, you know, that they go someplace and they're there forever. And I don't think the government should talk about it that way, or the public sector should talk about it that way, because the talent market doesn't. I think what someone interested in spending time in public service ought to be, why they ought to do it, is because there is no bigger and more impactful stage to have an impact on the issues that are likely to be front and center for them than the government, in particular the federal government. And, you know, again, they just have to go, you know, look at those videos of the SAMMY's winners to see the just extraordinary impact that is possible inside the federal government. And it is an amazing environment for those that have those qualities of persistence and public stewardship and collaboration that make for a successful public servant. There's just nothing like it.
Max, I want to thank you for your time today, but more importantly, Marie and I would like to thank you for your dedicated work leading the Partnership for Public Service.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure having this conversation with you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Max Dyer, President and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. My co-host from IBM has been Maria Paz Barrientos. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.